A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Text on Black. Netflix presents. Aaliyah Pictures production in association with Mind Hive Films.
I feel like I can't breathe.
Please stay calm.
Honey, this is just what labor feels like, okay?
A young Black woman lies on a hospital bed.
There's something wrong.
There's nothing wrong. You're fine. It's all in your head.
The woman, Jamina, convulses. Her eyes roll back. Veins bulge in her neck. Blood soaks her gown. A white male doctor works between her legs. He rubs his nose with his forearm. Blood covers his gloved hand. A Black nurse and a white nurse glance at each other. Blood stains a blue covering between the legs of the unconscious Jamina. Later, Jamina stirs in the bed. Her brow tenses. She looks around with bleary eyes.
Where is she?
We had a complex delivery, Ms. May. You lost in her a fatal amount of blood, and we nearly lost you.
I want to see her.
Okay.
She sits up.
I'll give you something to relax, okay?
He pushes her down.
Oh, I want to see my baby.
The doctor pats her shoulder.
I want to see my baby.
Okay. The doctor pats her shoulder. The scene goes black. At night, Jamina moves along a concrete walkway lined with bushes. A dark, open doorway gapes in a house. Jamina slowly steps into the house, wearing her hospital gown. The darkness swallows her. She wakes in the hospital bed. A tear slides down the deep brown skin of her cheek. At her bedside, a white nurse briskly goes about her business. Jamina feebly lifts her head of cropped, natural hair. She slowly sits up. She topples. Later, she wears street clothes.
And the bleeding should ease up within 2 weeks. If it doesn't, just give us a call, okay? And make sure that you take these meds only as instructed. Got it?
She keeps her head bowed. The title appears, Weathering. The scene goes black. In a sunny backyard, Jamina works out near a pool. She holds a plank position and does mountain climbers, kicking her knees to her chest, one at a time. She grimaces. She collapses onto her back. Her face crumples. She grits her teeth. A figure looms over her, with corkscrew curls backlit by the sun.
Good Lord, she lives!
Mom?
I have been ringing and ringing, but you know that. What are you trying to do? Snatch your body back? And why is the door unlocked? Come here.
Jamina stands.
Come here.
She presses her cheek to her mother's.
Sweaty, but you're okay.
Inside.
What do you mean he left?
Yes, he left.
Oh, my God. Jamina, why didn't you say something?
It's fine. I'm fine. It probably should have happened a long time ago.
Probably. But you thought Sean shit ice cream.
Maybe losing the baby was a blessing.
No, no, don't.
Jamina moves into her bedroom.
That was my grandbaby.
She strips off her sweaty tank top.
That was your baby. And it should never have happened, none of it.
Her mother sits on a bed behind her.
That's why I had you guys at home. Just me and my midwife.
Jamina rolls her eyes. She dons a floral print robe.
We pulled you out with our four hands. Your daddy just stood and watched. Yes, he did.
Her mother follows her out of the bedroom.
And I told you what to do.
Well, Sean wanted to go to the hospital.
Well, Sean was not having a baby. Sean's a fucking coward, obviously.
Jamina looks her mother in the eye.
You are my remarkable girl. I'm in awe of you, Jamina. Just answer the damn phone. You're gonna be fine.
Jamina gives a somber nod. At night, she wears a baggy hoodie as she sits on the bed. She tips a pill into her palm.
Make sure that you take these meds only as instructed.
Brief scenes flash, her meds in a bag, her eyes roll back. At home, Jamina takes two pills instead of one.
Well, this is why I stress the importance of great self-care.
She stares at a social media photo of her and her ex, Sean.
Pregnant women have all kinds of symptoms.
In the hospital, she squeezes her eyes shut.
You didn't listen to me.
Sean pushes a wheelchair.
Preeclampsia can go undetected until it's too late.
Why didn't you listen to me?
She sits on the hospital bed with her back to him.
Ready to go?
Mm-hmm.
She sucks in a breath. In her dim house, she sits on a large couch and sips a drink.
Hey, Jamina. It's James. I'm just calling you back again. I ran into your mom. You okay? Just hit me back when you get a chance. All right.
Jamina starts. Her head whips toward a nearby window. She pulls a sheer curtain aside and peers out toward the front of her house. Still wearing her robe, she picks up a laptop and reads an email. Subject, survived and punished piece. Hey, Jamina, how is the writing coming? Rebecca Barber, senior editor. Jamina works her bottom lip. She types, Rebecca, the piece is coming along. Feeling really good about it. Jamina regards a blank document on her screen. The cursor blinks.
You're a fucking joke. God damn it!
A fluffy cat.
How did you get in here? This isn't your home. Come on, go to your own home.
Jamina follows the cat into a hallway. The cat scurries out the open front door and disappears down a set of steps. Jamina stares out of the open door with a frown. She steps through the doorway. At the bottom of her front step stands a dark, hooded figure. Jamina pitches forward, falling flat on her face. She quickly pushes herself up and retreats inside. She leans back against the front door and cinches her brow. She peers through the window once more. Her breath fogs on the glass. Her front walkway is empty. She stands in the shower. In a flashback, she sits with the doctor.
I told you about the bleeding. I told you about the pain. You weren't listening.
I mean, I know you have a high-pressure job. You travel a lot. That's
still not listening. I told you something wasn't right.
Now I'm going to ask you to please stay calm. Being disrespectful and angry with me is not going to help anything, Gemma.
It's Jamina!
A broken bottle rests in the tub at her feet.
This is why you don't have glass in the shower, Jamina.
Blood swirls in the water. She leans forward and gently bumps her head several times against the tiled wall. Her eyes drift to the side. The fluffy cat sits staring at her. She stands. A hand whips out and hits her in the face. She falls back in the tub. Blood trickles from her mouth. She drags herself onto the bathroom floor. Blood drips from her mouth onto the tile. She collapses onto her side. The scene goes black. Wearing her hospital gown, Jamina approaches her own dark house with the open doorway gaping before her. She steps in. The darkness swallows her. Inside, she looks through a window in a door to a warmly lit dining room. She steps inside and smiles.
Where's the baby?
I killed her.
She looks down. A snake drops from her gown between her legs. She wears a wide smile as it slithers over her bare foot. She sits at a banquet table. A man pulls a cloth from the table, revealing her pregnant self lying under piles of fruit. In the bathroom, a figure stands behind her motionless form. At the table, the man slices into the pregnant Jamina's belly. In the bathroom, the hooded figure looms over Jamina. Jamina lies face down with a streak of dried blood on her forehead. She wakes and scrabbles backward.
Whoa, it's me. It's James. You're okay.
James, a young black man with a trimmed beard, joins her on a sofa.
Oh my God, I'm sorry.
It's okay. You scared the shit out of me. What the hell happened? You said you was freaked out, but the front door was unlocked.
I locked it. At least I thought I did.
Mm-hmm. Well, you get a low score for security, Jim.
Fuck. I'm sorry.
Hey. It's okay.
I'm a mess.
It's okay. You're fine.
What's happening to me?
I'm here. How about I get you a glass of water?
No! I think someone's trying to kill me.
To kill you? Who? Like, what are you talking about? Why would you say something like that?
James, my face.
He lifts an eyebrow.
You look beautiful. Like you always do.
I'm telling you.
He rests a hand on her shoulder.
Well?
Seen from outside, the window curtains frame them.
I'm right here, man, and I ain't going nowhere. So if you need me to take a look around, I'll take a look around.
She nods.
Come on.
He takes her hand and leads her along a hallway.
Hello? Yo.
He steps into her bedroom, framed by an adjoining bathroom doorway. He peeks into the bathroom.
Is someone in here?
They both look around the empty space. James eyes her and gives a faint smile. He reaches for the light switch. She stands with her shoulders hunched and her eyes shifting.
Shower too?
James moves toward the opaque white shower curtain and brings a finger to his lips.
Ha!
Jimena startles. He presses his lips together and eyes her. She cracks a smile.
Coast is clear. Ain't no one here.
Okay.
Did I do good?
She nods.
All right.
They embrace.
Searching a house like I was FBI.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
His hand slides down to her buttock.
Stay calm.
She briefly flashes back to the hospital.
What are you doing?
She pulls away from James.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Come here, I know what this is.
What is?
This? This whole performance.
She stares at him.
I'm the hero and you're the damsel in distress.
What?
He leans in. She pulls back.
Come on, man. Stop playing.
Stop.
Like, I know you're lonely. I'm lonely, too.
Lonely? What? Come here. Stop.
Why? Come just... Come,
come here. I said stop it.
She stalks away.
Fuck you.
He follows her.
Are you serious? You're a fucking psycho. I'm sorry. Hold on. Seriously, what are you talking about?
James, I thought we were just friends.
You want to sit here and tell me you don't know what's up?
I said leave.
She keeps her eyes averted.
Bit of advice? Lock your fucking door.
He leaves. She locks the front door and slumps. She winces. In the daytime, she sits on the large couch with her knees pulled up to her chin. Emails read, "How is the writing coming? Need an extension?" She looks aside with cuts on her eye, cheek, and lip. She types, "I can't do this anymore. Sorry." She lies back and stares at the ceiling. At night, she studies her face in a mottled, cloudy mirror, gingerly touching the wounds on her face. She sits in her dark bed. Tears shine on her face. In a social media photo, the pregnant Jimena beams in a cow costume. The grinning, light-skinned Sean poses beside her. She scrolls down to an ultrasound image. In the dining room, a knife plunges into her pregnant belly. In the bathroom, she examines the wounds on her face. In the bed, she weeps as she stares at her phone. She examines her wounds. Her eyes glisten. She stares at her phone, clutching her head.
You're gonna be fine.
I am fine, Mama.
Good.
She scrolls through photos. In the dining room, she brings a bloody hand to her mouth. In daylight, she dozes face down on her bed. An unseen attacker drags her off it. She falls hard on the floor. She grabs onto a door jamb but loses her grip. The door closes. unseen attacker pummels her. They slam her into a wall, then heave her onto a kitchen counter. She slides onto the floor. Outside, her attacker bends over. Jimena rolls onto the patio and shields her eyes. The hooded figure strikes her. She plunges into the pool. Her attacker holds her under. She grabs at her attacker's arms. She goes limp. From her perspective underwater, her hooded attacker's grimacing face resolves into her own. Hooded Jimena gazes down. Her expression softens. Underwater, Jimena stares with vacant eyes and parted lips. She reaches up to caress her hooded counterpart's cheek. Seen from above, Jimena kneels in her pool with her face just above the water. She reaches up with one hand. Her fingers twitch and flex as though stroking the face of her unseen counterpart. She stands up and looks around the empty patio. Jimena touches her own face. Her mouth hangs open. She heaves herself onto the patio. Water drips from her face as she sinks down toward the concrete. She bows her head. The fluffy cat turns tail and darts away. Jimena gazes after it with a tensed brow. She flops down. Inside, Jimena studies her unblemished face in the mirror. Light gleams softly on her smooth brown skin. She brushes her fingertips over her cheek and shifts her gaze. Light glows through a window as Jimena sits on the large couch. She gazes out toward a cluster of rustling leaves. She looks down. She picks up her laptop and sits cross-legged as she sets it down on her lap. She gazes intently at the screen, then slowly lifts her gaze.
I feel that everything is happening in this world.
Words on the screen read, "What Will It Take to Protect Black Women?" by Jimena May. She shifts her weight and remains laser-focused on her task.
On the wrong planet, as if it were up to
she briefly lifts her shining eyes.
When I'm down in, my heart pounding, below sea level, below sea level, we belong to us.
She leans back.
Glitter covers the dust.
A smile touches her lips.
My best efforts met.
Audio description provided by International Digital Center. Written by Liz Gutman. Voiced by Sri Gordon. Credits. Written and directed by Megalyn Echikunwoke. Produced by Bradley Cooper, Megalyn Echikunwoke, Weston Middleton, Emma Tammy. Director of Photography, Pierluigi Gigi Malavasi. Edited by Andrew Westman. Original score by Spencer Neze. Production designer, Vanessa Plaza Lazo. Costume designer, Megan Spatz. Starring Alexis Lauder, Alfre Woodard, Jermaine Fowler, James Tupper. Credits continue.
I sing low. Down. Where daylight dare not go. Below sea level. Below sea level. Below sea level. Below sea level.
Copyright 2022, Netflix US, LLC. All rights reserved.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.